bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we have a very special guest in the studio, Alex Edelman.
He's been compared, James, to my idol, Jerry Seinfeld.
He has.
Will he be like Jerry? Only time will tell.
He's very clever. He's got a show here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And he dropped in to have a chat with us. And, God, he dropped some, like, fun facts as well.
Mm-hmm. And when you say chat, that's true because he was very chatty.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. And in the studio with us, a very special guest. First time here on the show. First time maybe at the station. Alex Edelman joins us. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thanks for coming. Your second time here in Australia?
Yeah. I freaking love it. I love it.
Really?
Here. Oh, yeah, of course. Especially now that the crowd is still clapping in the background as I'm there. People are like, yes! He's back!
What is it that you like about Australia?
It's just completely different from New York and London and Los Angeles. People are chilled out. There's a vibe that I really like here. Like, I meet a lot more like young people who seem like confident, like they got their own thing going on. Like in their 20s in New York, people are still just like figuring out what they're doing and like. In Australia, people are like, oh, I mostly just hang out with friends and go party. Someone explained the phrase kick on to me yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, which is basically the word equivalent of that like thing in R. Kelly's remix to Ignition. Where he's like, after the show, it's the after party. And after the party, it's the hotel lobby. And around about four, we get kick on, mate. It's like, we gotta go.
Someone actually made an app called Kick On, and people could put their after parties on the app, and you could invite yourself to their after
That's
parties.
That's super cool. That is an amazing app. That seems like a super Australian app to me, by the way. But yeah, I really like that sort of like party spirit. Even like old people in offices seem to have that party spirit. I really like it.
They do.
Now, someone who probably didn't have much party spirit yesterday was our friend Sarah Pascoe, who was in here an hour ago telling us about the trip that she had to the hot springs yesterday, which you were on.
I was on the trip to the hot springs.
Now,
it was organized by Lou Sanders, who's in a show here called New Order. And Lou very openly admits to not being someone who likes to organize things, but she did a freaking awesome job. And I mean, it was the Hepburn Springs near Dalesfield.
Yeah. Dalesfield.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And we drove up there, and I knew what it was.
It's
I
a
just
gorgeous
figured,
area.
It's so much fun. It's like a little toy resort town.
Yes.
But like,
huge gay population too.
Okay, cool. We weren't there long enough to notice, but but like, although I did I do Google everywhere I go. Is there a huge population? which is the only reason I'm in Melbourne, frankly. I knew what it was. It was a jacuzzi. It was like, it's hot springs. It's like a jacuzzi. Did Sarah think it was going to be like rocks in nature and like mossy mermaids lounging behind by like pools, like gushing steam?
Yes.
Is there anything like that exists in Australia?
Yeah. Christina, you said that there's some south of like Melbourne.
Yes. Yeah. But they're not quite as awesome as that.
I told her that she needs to go to New Zealand.
What is it? Peninsula? Is that
the peninsula?
Yeah.
No. See,
so what
like
is
you
it?
Googled this as well.
So what? I did Google it. What is it? What is the Peninsula Spa?
It's like that. It's not quite as, you know, cool as somewhere you'd go in Europe or something, like the ones that they have in, you know, Germany or Hungary. Hungary, I think they have the amazing ones, the thermal spas. But it's a bit better than Dalesford.
Yeah,
I mean,
I went
look,
to one in Hungary.
You know what?
Budapest. I'll just say the rest of us made the best of it and paid. That's throwing some serious shade. But Mae Martin and Whitmer Thomas, who are two other comedians with North American roots, Whitmer's from Alabama, Mae's from Canada, although she lives in London. And what's one of the headliners? Mae's doing her own show. And,
yeah, like, I saw it on the weekend.
Yeah, we all just wanted some time off and like to chill out. So we did it. At that like spa, we paid the $40 and went for a little swim. And
so you put on your bathers and you did it.
Is bathers a bathing suit?
Yes,
then
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is. We put on our swim trunks.
Bathers.
Yeah, it was great. May snuck into the restricted area.
What?
Crap.
Not to wrap her out.
There was a there were apparently other pools, and like there's a there's
the real spa.
Well, here's the thing. There's a little canal, a tiny drainage canal that leads from like their nice like jacuzzi to like the other one. And May was like, "I'm going," and I was like, "I'll cover you." And so like I stood in front of the canal, like May swam up it, and like I saw her like get out and jump in the old man's jacuzzi, and like everyone was like looking at May like sideways, being like, this lady, Jesus Christ. But like it was awesome, and she came out and I was like, was it worth it? She's like, it's not worth the extra $50. So she did a recon mission, and Sarah could have been there for all of that excitement, but she didn't. She just went for a hike to the farty spring, because the jacuzzi isn't the actual spring. It's like the it's like the those waters, but heated up
indoors.
It is weird.
I have been where you're saying, and you get complimentary high tea.
It was $5 for us, so I'd say so.
Well, I feel ripped off.
Judged.
The bathing grays. You got the bathing grays.
It's
what I've decided to call it. You just get the bathing grays.
Do they graze you or something?
Graze is like ugh, Jesus. Graze is like you've got some food on the floor and you just
graze, yeah, right? Like bathing. A cow.
Yes, like a cow.
Bathing graze. The bathing graze.
That sounds nice. There's something I want to bring up with you, actually, because I saw your show last week.
Really?
Yeah, nice. I liked it. It was very good.
Thank you.
You're very clever.
Yeah, I am, aren't I? Thank you.
There's a story that you tell, because you've done a lot of traveling.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
And I was a tour guide when I was living in Europe. Mm-hmm. And you talk about how Americans are the worst travelers.
I say that we're not good ambassadors for each other. I think Australians and British people are the worst travelers.
They're pretty bad. I think Australians are the worst.
I think everyone who goes to a place they're not from and has money is the worst, because you just are like, ugh, my vacation place is filled with all these natives. It's so gross to have all these natives here in Paris. Get out of the way, natives. It's like, it's really weird. But like I do sometimes, part of that is facetious. Like I love running into Americans at my shows, but we are bad travelers.
That's okay at the shows, because you know, you don't really have to have a conversation with them.
No, that's true. Although I do say hello to everybody after the show.
Yeah, you do.
So I always meet everyone right afterwards, which is like crazy.
Do the Americans stay behind and just keep wanting to talk to you?
Oh yeah, it's Americans and fellow Jews. Other Orthodox Jews are always like want to invite me to their house for Shabbos, and there have only been a few of those this festival. But I would say every show there's someone who, I've done four shows and it's happened four times. People come up and they ask to try to invite me for Shabbos. I can never possibly go to. So all of them, I try to go to like one or two a year where I'm staying.
Oh, bless.
Really?
But yeah, it's fun. It's weird. I go to a stranger's house for a Friday night dinner, hope not to get chopped up and eaten the next morning.
Well,
but,
you were here last year for the Comedy Festival. Did you do it then?
Yeah.
Did you meet some nice Jews?
I did. There's this guy who I met when I was in Israel. He's this major philanthropist. His name's John Gandel. And he like, he gives a ton of money to charities all over the world. And like, he's a really nice fella. And I have friends in New York who know him and know of him. And so I got invited to his house and I went over there for Shabbos. He's a cool dude.
So, okay. I was kind of imagining you would just go to, you know, I don't know, like Talia's place that lives down the road or something.
No, I did that too last year. I went to my new friend Rami. She invited me somewhere for Shabbos. So like I went there and that
not
was like
some huge philanthropist.
No, well like that was the dude that like the, like Americans like, oh, you must look up John. So like I went to John's house and he was the best, but like but I also had
you also went to Rami's.
Yeah, Rami was cool too. Like Rami was in the CBD and like just a nice guy who's like starting out in advertising and his wife. And so like I went there and there were like 15, 16 young couples and stuff like that. And I was single and alone, but it was
maybe
great.
Not by the end of it.
No, it's it's a great thing. There are Jews everywhere you go. There are people everywhere you go who want to say hi and help. And it's like a really, really makes traveling just that much easier.
Oh,
so
bless. That's true.
Shut up.
Now, I love that you dropped a fun fact for us before, because you asked if we had any 1975.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yes, and I'm currently obsessed with them. And for anyone who doesn't know the 1975, this is their latest track, The Sound. And is there a reason why you know all the words to this song?
I mean, I know these guys a bit from traveling in the UK, but they're also my favorite. They're also my favorite band.
Well, don't you live with them?
I spend some time when I'm there. It is sometimes I do have a place to stay at the bassist's house. He's another guy who's made traveling a lot easier. Well, you know, I had to do Isle of Wight Festival 2 years ago, which is like one of the best music festivals in the world. Mm. And they had comedy. It was just me and this guy Russell Kane, who's been down here a few times. Really funny dude. And
yes,
didn't really have like accommodations for, you know, comedians, and the 1975 like were nice enough to like put me up on their bus. So that's the first time I like really started to get to know them.
Their bus would have been a bit insane.
Yeah,
it was imagine. No, it was super low key. There was just a lot of FIFA. but they're really fun guys. They know how to kick on.
Yeah,
they know how to kick on.
Yeah,
but I really do. I really do love them, and I love their music. And they're on my. I get a ton of like their fans on my Instagram.
Screaming like, teen girls.
Yeah, but you know the people who like them are like, it's a little more art poppy than like,
that's true.
You know,
it's not Justin like, Bieber.
No, it's not. So like their fans are actually like pretty sad. Like I have a few of their fans who like came to my shows last year just
really?
Because like, yeah, there was one photo on Instagram that I put up of like they're like some single, and my poster last year was a reference to one of their albums.
Ooh.
So one of their EPs. I asked for permission from those guys before I did it, but like, I mean, it's they're a great band. So I'm always like, whenever I go into like a radio station that has Muzak, I'm like, do you guys play the 1975? And sometimes they're like, no, we're Calypso only. And but yeah, it's a pretty great deal to like get to watch your favorite bands from the side of the stage. That's one of the best parts of being a comic.
And promoting them all around the world, by the sounds of it.
They don't need my help. They were like, they're just absolutely killing it. But the new album is like one of my favorite. I've listened to it on repeat when I'm on the road. So yeah. It's pretty nice.
Well, you're here for the whole comedy festival, Alex. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
No, please. And come see the show. It's a very, very funny with jokes. You can say it's funny.
I did. It's very funny. It's very clever.
You said it's very clever. It is.
Your arc is incredible. You do a fantastic arc.
Thanks,
there's a lot
man.
Of work that's gone into that.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah, there's that is always what I say, that a lot of work has gone into the show. But yeah, please come and say hi afterwards and like hang out.
Alex Edelman is here for Comedy Festival. Everything Handed to You is the show, and he's the winner of the Edinburgh Comedy Award for Best Newcomer for 2014. For all information and tickets, head to comedyfestival.com.au.
Thank you,
Alex.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.